Swamiji, Swami Radha mentioned that when she was in India, she saw Ma Anandamurti Mai, and that she gave her, that Ma Anandamurti Mai gave Swami Radha, an hour of her meditation. Now, is that similar to somebody to... was the purpose of that to give a lot of prana?
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah. Prana in that sense is a mixture of energy and consciousness. Yes? Mm-hmm. I hope that much is clear now. That prana is not... it's a mixture of energy and consciousness. Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti.
Swamiji, in some texts they mention consciousness, being conscious even during sleep, or trying to...
All texts mention.
Well, what is the position then of the yogis with reference to dreams and that, the understanding of oneself through that?
Understanding oneself through dreams is not necessary at all. This is one kind of dream, and that is another kind of dream. What we call the waking consciousness, wakeful state of consciousness, is one type of dream, and that is another type of dream. And in this also we dream sometimes, sort of what's called daydreaming. Huh? Here there is movement of thought in a certain pattern, and in the dream state there is movement of thought in a certain other pattern. In sleep, consciousness exists without movement, but with a thick layer of ignorance on top of it. That is continuous. That consciousness is continuous. It is unbroken. That consciousness, the sleep consciousness, is what exists in you even now. It did not come to an end when you woke up. Whatever modification took place only takes place here. That you call waking state or thoughts, and this you call sleep, dream, and the other thing you call sleep. But this one is continuous. Nothing happens to it.
Swamiji, you mentioned chiropractic just in passing, privately. And I gathered you didn't think well of it.
I think very well of it.
Oh, fine. I misunderstood you then.
I'm not quite fond of chiropractors.
Just because they're imperfect human beings.
Not they, we. Yes, I'm not saying that lightly. You see, I had the treatment only really once. And I can see how I must have complete and absolute trust and confidence in the chiropractor in order to enable his treatment to be quite effective. If I can do that, then it seems to be effective, no doubt. If he is an expert, if he knows what he is doing, and if I have absolute trust in him, then it is possible for something good to happen. He doesn't trust you, my friend.
No, I don't think so.
That's it. That's what happens to us. When you are on the couch, the chiropractor is working on you. You slip down. They take your and if you watch, when your head is in their hands, you suddenly realize that your life is in their hands. Unless you let yourself go completely, he cannot work. This woman in New Zealand, she was marvelous, wonderful. She just did that. I looked up to see if my head was still in her hands.
Being in a dead body, prana's in a stone too.
Yes, thank you.
What is the difference between a sentient and a non-sentient being?
Exactly the same difference as the sleeping and the waking person. Even during when you are asleep, as I was telling Vasilis just now, you are awake. Being awake, you think you are asleep. Being fundamentally awake, you are thinking you are asleep. And in exactly the same way, this prana and consciousness, chit shakti, which is there even in a stone, thinks that it is a stone. Thinks is in quotes. Because how it thinks, we do not know. And what thought is in relation to cosmic consciousness, we do not know. Therefore, there is a notion, there is a concept, there is a notion.
I see. So that
this is quite simple.
You're calling a rock a sentient being, then?
Yeah, therefore.
I see. I thought that somehow they were excluded. Just a matter of degree.
I don't know about that. Perhaps yes, but then as long as we don't pride ourselves that we are top and they are bottom, just a matter of degree, yes, we may have to reach that stage. Incidentally, some more argument for this evolution theory. The dog is better than us. And eventually, probably the stone is much more evolved than all of us. I used to think that the trees, I still think so. Still, it's possible to see that the stone is better than us, because most of these statues which which are worshipped and adored throughout the world are made of stone.
And they sit in lotus a lot longer, too. I was reading somebody last night, and he said that, reading his words, and he said that consciousness was what he called unqualified relationship, and by non-suffering, non-separation, and non-seeking of the heart. And does the seeking, or can the seeking of the consciousness itself, does it interfere with
naturally
the flow of it? Because you're separating yourself by seeking for it.
Right. You're not separating yourself. You are thinking that it is separate from you. Now your brain is active. Your brain is trying to catch that that concept or whatever it is. Can you become aware of it in yourself? Get hold of yourself in a moment of stillness, inward stillness. There is peace. There is great joy. You can call it what you like. Bliss. There is so utter peace. Perfect peace. And in that perfect peace, if you don't want to call it joy, at least recognize that there is no anxiety, no sorrow, no grief, nothing. Then there is a movement. I must have a cigarette. That is a movement away from the peace. Afterwards you try to rationalize it. I wanted to enjoy. My God, you were enjoying. The thing that the notion I want to enjoy a cigarette was the thing that disturbed it.
Is that the vritti?
Mm-hmm.
That's what?
V-R-I-T-T-I.
Mm-hmm.
Vritti.
Mm-hmm. Don't bother about these words, yeah. Because then you fix them as words and not truths.
Yeah.
You can see it. You can experience. It's not jugglery at all. You can see it in your own life.
So the thing is not to honor the mental modification,
mm-hmm.
Just to keep sitting.
Keep what?
Keep sitting or keep...
Why keep sitting? Let the body can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If all these things could go on while the eye was asleep, why shouldn't all these things go on while the body is moving? And why shouldn't the eye be asleep, even when the body is moving, talking, enjoying, eating, drinking? The eye could still be asleep. And as long as the eye is asleep, the circle is complete. There is no spiraling movement.
But I think there must be spiraling movement as well as the circle being complete, otherwise you wouldn't have sense.
Why not?
Right.
And the orthodox answer to that is that all these things take place because of past momentum. I was going to ask, Terence the other day, that would an automatic transmission car also carry her down without, when the petrol has run out? There is no gas in the tank. You see? You understand me? You switch the engine off and push the gear to the neutral. You have been travelling at, 70 miles an hour, and switch everything off. The car will still move for another 100 yards before coming stalling. That's it.
And
so the eye has stopped.
Stalling is the end of life.
Stalling is the end of the dropping of the body. Yeah. Till then it keeps careering.
And when it's careering, the spiral is still there?
Spiral is not there, is there, is not there. It's academic. It's not functional. That's theoretical.
So to an observer, someone...
To an observer, right. It looks as though that he is still egotistic, but it is not there. It's just the past momentum keeps it going.
Wouldn't there be a sense of it, of a different sense, given that the eye is gone in someone?
Because they don't know. That's the... You are still asking, if there is a pothole, would the car jolt or not jolt? It would. Whether there was gas or it is...
When you see a car going past, you can tell whether the engine is on or not.
Hmm.
highly developed people who aren't really in control of their bodies in the sense of making it well.
Yeah, I've heard that umpteen times, mm-hmm. but now this is strictly between you and me. It's not official doctrine. If one understands the truth concerning the body and concerning life, concerning the universe, concerning all this, concerning the truth in a word, why would he be so terribly worried about what the body does and does not do?
Yes, yes, I can see that.
Mm.
Such people usually have others to take care of them because they are so attractive. Well, about those are the ones I've heard about. Maybe the others have died.
Mm-hmm. All die. Everyone dies. Why does the yogi spend all his life, you know, looking after his beard? And I look young and youthful. What for? Doesn't make any sense to me. If you put it double negatively, it's true. That since there is no anxiety in him, the components of the body do not decay as fast as they otherwise would. That makes sense. In other words, you are merely saying, if I am very careful with my diet and if I don't worry and so on, so on, I won't have ulcer. But to say that I'm being careful so that I may look young and youthful and so on, doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, that's the kind of person that my rational friends always criticize, the person who doesn't manage things well, who's God intoxicated and sort of high all the time.
that may also be a trip and a trap. That trip may be a trap.
How?
What is God intoxicated if he doesn't do what God does? Poor God is active all the time, and this fellow is asleep all the time. What for?
Well, Baba Ram Das's guru was always, you know, ready to wander off, and people had to keep walking.
Yeah, thank you. So he was ready to wander away.
Yeah.
So that's just as good as doing something active.
I see. So he isn't a good example of that.
Mm-hmm. It's possible for someone not to be involved in some kind of physical activity. For instance, you and I are not involved in a certain type of physical activity. We are not members of the share market. I hope not you. So, each one has a role to play in this.
Mm-hmm.
Once the spiral has commenced, each spiral thinks it's independent, and there is a certain movement inherent in that, and that demands a certain type of action, not a certain other type of action. For instance, I am a man and you are a woman. And in the same way, it is possible that a certain tendency is built into this body. You know what a tendency means? Huh? Something that is built into all the tendons. So, that tendency has to work itself out. It is possible that this body has a moving tendency, so it moves. It's possible that another one who may be far greater than this in evolution, in the reverse process, but it's possible that stationariness, immobility is built into those tendons, like Ramana Maharshi, for instance, and he stays in a cave. But essentially, there is no distinction at all between any two enlightened persons. They have all transcended, or they have all realized the non-existence or non-entity of the I, of the ego sense. What happens beyond is what happens beyond.
In some teachings, there is the idea that when we are asleep, our consciousness is used by God.
Thank God. That's the one time we don't use our own consciousness. Good. As a matter of fact, not in some teaching, in Vedanta and also in yoga, it is said that in sleep, prana goes into its own source. Prana reaches out to its own source, unobstructed by the ego sense, and is therefore able to replenish itself, recuperate itself. And because of the hidden impressions of past action, what are known as samskaras, that state does not last very long, and you are there is movement of thought in consciousness again, and you are pulled out of it. That is nearly universal in Yoga Vedanta teaching. Swapiti. Swapiti is to sleep. Swapiti, swa, is the self. You go into the self, and therefore it is called swapati, swapiti.
When Martin Calvert is ill, so is it of greater help to him if we pray for
yes.
him many times in a day, or does it really matter if we just pray, if we just pray once?
I might say many times, but I'll tell you why. If I'm standing under a fairly laden mango tree, and I want one. Would you like me to throw just one stone or many stones? I need only one mango. But must I throw one stone or many stones? Only one. But that one may be ineffective. It may not hit it. So keep doing it, because still that's important. Now there are, for instance, we start praying now, and since we have all discussed all this, how consciousness works, and the relation between individual thought and cosmic consciousness and so on, how it, if it comes from there and if it comes from here, etc., etc. Now, I am going to empty myself of all ego sense, and I am going to... the grossest form of ego sense, maybe. Or, if his wife was here, and maybe she is tearful and so on, you and I are also anxious. And the anxiety is also a manifestation of the ego sense. It stops again. Anxiety stops. Overconfidence stops. Underconfidence stops. Diffidence stops. All these being the manifestation of the ego sense. And therefore it doesn't... And you go on... And then it works. One of those stones that hit the fruit. The yogis also believe that in that way prana can be transmitted. But if this is understood again, it is not your transmitting your prana to me, though some people feel that they can do that. It is really dropping the prana into the source, giving it a kick in my direction. And so eventually it is thy will be done, isn't it?
Eventually?
It is thy will be done.
Yes.
Is this also a part of it, this the divine in me, so is the divine in you?
Right, correct. But if, as long as that is mere brain work or mental activity, it may not be quite effective. Though again, I have seen some people who were Hatha Yogis too, who say that they can transmit prana by holding your hand, and people have said that when so-and-so holds my hand, that I feel warmth and all sorts of current, electric current passing through. So it seems as though that when the ego is strong, there is also a certain transmission on the ego level, which may not be quite effective. And yeah, now that we are talking about it, they say that if the transmission takes place at the ego level, you are drained. You emerge from the whole transaction completely drained.
That is the person who is doing the transmitting.
Yeah, right, actually. And to the transmitted, it doesn't last. It's like blood transfusion, you know, in the case of leukemia. Your blood is drained, and I am suffering from leukemia. Temporarily, for about 2 hours, I feel happy. But then again, I'm down. It doesn't touch the leukemia. It's merely a superficial transference. Whereas if it is transferred through beyond the ego barrier, then I don't lose anything and you don't lose anything.
Ahem.